Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Yael Davidowitz, Perek Chaf Dalet, Chapter 24, Creator of Your Things. This Perek of Tehillim is the Shir Shel Yom for Sunday. It was sung in the Beis HaMikdash by the Leviim on Yom Rishon, and we continue to say it today in our Shachris Tfilos for the first day of the week. Pasuk Aleph, LeDavid Mizmar, LaHashem HaAretz UMeloa. David sings, the earth and all that fills it belongs to Hashem. Let's go back to the beginning of time, before creation. Only Hashem existed, and then at some point, Hashem began the creation process. Hashem created everything. I know you know this because we've probably all learned about Bereshit since we were in nursery school and we could sing the songs about what was created on each day. But as we're older now, we can think about this in a deeper way and understand the consequences of this reality. First, there was Hashem and Hashem only. And then He created the world and He filled it with His creations, with air and with light, with water and land, with trees and vegetation, with the rules of nature, with every creature that exists and with people. Everything you see in this world came from Hashem's creation. Everything. Now, that may be a bit more obvious when you look at the natural world, but it's just as true in our built-up modern and tech world. Look at a skyscraper. What is it made of? Reinforced concrete and metals. The components all come from the earth and are then manipulated. The house you live in, the bed you sleep in, everything comes from Hashem's creations. What about the internet and all the tech devices we have? They use electricity, radar, fiber optics, copper wires, and more. Every single element is rooted in the creation of Hashem. The clothes you are wearing, the food you eat, the pen in your hand, the lip gloss in your knapsack, everything is rooted in Hashem's creation, and everything, the Ramban Nachmanides tells us, exists only because Hashem continues to will it to exist every moment of the day. If Hashem stopped willing anything to exist, it would simply disappear, which means that everything you quote-unquote have and everything you use in your life, the true owner is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem create everything in this amazing, wondrous world? He created it for you to use. He created it for you to do good with and elevate it. Some people have the custom to write these words of Tehillim, LaHashem HaAretz UMeloa, on the inside of their siddur or any sfarim that they own, and only then, below it, write their own personal name. It's a reminder, yes, this book, this sefer belongs to me halachically and legally, but really this and everything else belongs to Hashem. Inculcating this awareness helps transform our relationship to all physical things. What would it be like if you took a sticky note, a post-it note, and put it on everything in your closet, in your house, in your locker, everything, and it said, this belongs to Hashem. I'm just borrowing it for the moment. How would that change you? And how would it change the way you use your stuff, quote unquote? As you look around at all your possessions, and as you look around at the world at large, think about LaHashem HaAretz UMeloa, and let that affect how you use the things Hashem has given you access to in life. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.